This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Glad you're with us tonight. We have another chance to talk to another candidate. We talked to his opponent yesterday, incumbent Congresswoman Sherry Bustos. Today we're talking with the Republican running in the 17th Congressional District race, Bill Faywell, who is on the line traversing the state today, or at least the 17th District. Bill, thanks so much for your time.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Will. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. What have you been hearing from potential constituents here in the last number of weeks leading up to the election here on Tuesday?
Well, everybody's tired of their government. You know, they support the president, and you know, they want the very best for America, and that's what I'm trying to work towards providing. My opponent picks out, oh, she's going to fix this, she's going to fix that. You know, there are a lot of problems in America today, and the thing is, you need to understand is that all these problems have the same source, and if you try and solve each problem one at a time, you're on a fool's mission because they're really just symptoms of the underlying cause, and that is the systemic failure in our system of government today. We're no longer a representative government. We've become a government by federal agency. You know, 90% of our laws are written by these federal agencies behind closed doors with the help of 10,000 lobbyists paying $3 billion a year to help write the best laws that billionaires' money can buy. It's why the five richest counties in America surround Washington, D.C., and it's the manner and the mode by which they steal from the poor, eviscerate the middle class, and give to the rich. And it's, you know, not only does it have to end, it's going to end. And when it ends, someone better be there that understands what's going on and what has to be done, and that's essentially why I'm running.
The president said when he ran that he was going to solve a lot of this, and that famous term, drain the swamp. Do you think he's been able to work toward that so far?
Well, it's kind of interesting, Will, because, technically on a historic basis, and I'm a bit of a historian, America is halfway into a revolution, and it's a very precarious position. You can see it in the division throughout the nation, and the whole key, what history calls a revolution? It calls it a governmental bankruptcy, and that's what a revolution is. And then that's good to know, because now you know what you've got to deal with. So you've got two options. You either liquidate or you reorganize and restructure your government. And whereas, liquidation, I think, connotates violence, that's what I'm trying to avoid. And so I picked out three bills that are popular with all Americans and in the Congress that I call liberty legislation. Term limits, a thing called the RAINS Act, which forces agencies to give up its lawmaking powers and give them back to Congress, and an audit of the Federal Reserve. You pass two of those three, and we're well on our way. We will have changed the system. It's interesting. Now, I picked out the RAINS Act because it's passed the House twice. Both times, my opponent, Sherry Bustos, voted against it. But it means instant campaign reform, campaign finance. It means instant health care reform. And it's beyond me why she would oppose it, other than that she supports the swamp. You know, she tries to come off as a moderate and a friend of the farmer, but she's not. If you look at her voting record, she's voted against the farm bill to help support, or avoid the controls the president wants to put on food stamps, and she's voted against immigration. And she just consistently, her voting record is the same as her godfather, Dick Durbin. And, that doesn't work, and it's got to end, and she's the rising star in the Democratic Party. And so that's who she owes. She doesn't owe the people, And no one can serve two masters. And Sherry's already got a master. And to serve that master, she's had to abandon the people of the 17th Congressional District, which is another reason I'm running, because I'm one of the members of the 17th Congressional District, and that's got to change.
We're talking with Bill Faywell, the Republican candidate for the 17th District seat on Galesburg's Evening News. You've said a few times that you've been a little maybe perhaps frustrated that you haven't gotten any support from the Republican Party on the whole. Is that still the case, and how are you dealing with that?
Yeah, I'm still dealing with it. You just put your head down and you go. You know, people, you know, when Mark, when they forced, you have a corrupt element. I mean, everyone knows Illinois is corrupt. I just didn't know how deeply it ran. And you have a very corrupt core in the Republican Party, just like you do the Democratic Party, no difference. And the truth is, Will, is that regular people like you and me aren't allowed to run for Congress. And if you get past, or you get as far as I have, they start coming out and they start creating things and start, you know, going at you left and right. And don't believe me, you know, Mark Klein from Galesburg there said it himself. You know, basically, they came to him and they wanted him to give him $4 million. And Mark's a straight-up honest guy, honorable man. And basically, they told him to go to hell. And at the same time, when he announced getting out, he said, these campaigns and the people in it, they're more corrupt than the politicians in Washington, D.C. And he's exactly right. And I've been dealing with the same thing. I'm from the outside. I'm not their guy. I never was. I shouldn't be this far. And so they bring out the big guns, you know, to keep the people down. They don't like regular people in Congress with the talk about liberty, the talk about freedom, the talk about reducing government by taking the powers to make laws and shoving them back to Congress, pushing them back to the states. You know, George Washington summarized this whole thing back in 1796 in his farewell address on September 17th when he said, I'm going to warn you, America. He says, this is the one thing you cannot do. You cannot take a power of Congress to write a law and give it to a public or private agency, because he says this power will always end up in the hands of cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled men. Then he went on to say, this is the customary weapon by which free governments are destroyed. And that is exactly what's happened in America. Over the last 100 years, especially the last 40 years, Congress has allowed its powers to go to these federal agencies. There is no separation of powers anymore in America. There is no representative government. And when you get right down to it, when you consider that the Congress is the people's place in our government, if that Congress has no power, Will, yeah, guess who else doesn't have any power? Yeah, that's right, you and me. And that's exactly where we're at today. And that's got to change. Sherry's, you know, a representative of the swamp. You know, she's getting support from the hierarchy on her end. She's even getting support from the hierarchy on my end. And it's a tough battle. And you put your faith in God. I'm getting a lot of prayers out there from people. And you just put it out there, and you share with people as honestly as you can. And, I've put over 50,000 miles on cars in the last 14 months. To go out there and be everywhere and meet as many people as I can. And that's what you do.
I have I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. I have about a minute to a minute and a half left here, so I'll just ask you about another issue I brought up with the Congresswoman yesterday. Agriculture, a pretty big voting block here, obviously. Farmers have largely said they've maybe been helped a little bit by some of the president's policies and maybe hurt by some others. Why should farmers elect you?
Well, I think Sherry just, it's just, lip feed it. She is, her big problem with the farm bill, besides the food stamps issue, she wants to help young farmers to buy a farm. She's come up with this crazy machination to help the USDA theoretically get young farmers to, be able to borrow money. But, the problem is that you have to start taking away guarantees to some of these giant farmers that are squeezing all the young guys out, all the young farmers. And it's pushing them out of farming. And when they leave farming, they leave the area, they go to different occupations. And it's been going on for, especially over the last 10 years, just like they've done with, the entire monetary policy has affected, volunteer fire departments, it's affected farming. And it's not on it. You've got to level the playing field. Right now, the whole thing's tilted for the big guy, the big rich money. Typical Sherry, forgetting about the little guy, forgetting about most of the people. And, that's what's got to change. She said, the tariffs are hurting the farm prices. No, it's not. The thing that's hurt the farm prices has been Federal Reserve Bank policy that has driven up the dollar, tightened it overseas, and has eviscerated emerging markets, which is what, we rely on to help support our prices. If it was China changing things around, you'd look over at rough rice, and rough rice has been under more pressure than corn or beans or hogs. And so that tells me right away that it's not the tariffs. It's the Federal Reserve Bank policy. And that's the same policy that's keeping young guys and women from buying farms. It's the same thing that eviscerates the poor, steals from the middle class to give to the rich. And that's the problem. It's a cumulative problem. And like I said, you cannot deal with each of these issues one at a time because they are symptoms of a corrupt governmental system. And that's what's going to change. That's what I'm going to change. That's how I'm going to represent the people. And that's what my opponent doesn't do. So, if you want your country back, you want to be free, you want to reestablish liberty in this country and start bringing it back together, invest your vote with me because I'm the only one that's going that direction.
Bill Faywell, candidate for Congress in the 17th District. We're out of time. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Will. Appreciate being on.
Stay tuned. I'll have sports and more next as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.